Let's consider an element that has excited states at 3.6 electron volts and 4.6 electron volts. And we're going to use this element as a gas in the Frank-Hertz experiment. We're going to assume that the work functions of the materials involved cancel out, so we don't have to worry about that. We want to list all the possible peaks that might occur when we scatter electrons up to an accelerating voltage of 18 volts. In other words, the electrons will be able to go up to 18 electron volts, and we want to see how many peaks we might have with those two energy levels. Okay. So, let's draw a diagram, which I think helps in cases like this. This is the Frank-Hertz experiment. Remember, we're scattering electrons. We have an element with excited states at 3.6 electron volts and 4.6 electron volts. Every time an electron comes in and scatter, then that electron is going to be knocked out, and we're going to have peaks because that's a very highly likely situation. So, for example, we are certainly going to get peaks when the energy comes in at 3.6 electron volts. We're going to be able to excite that element, and the electron loses energy. Then at 4.6 electron volts, we're going to be able to excite that. Well, it's possible that we can excite some of these states more than once because we actually have, in this experiment, energies up to 18 electron volts. Okay, well, let's go through and try to work out the rest of them. I've only worked out the first two. Well, for example, we're going to have 3.6 plus 3.6. We can excite the 3.6 electron volt level twice. That's going to give us 7.2 electron volts. Then it's possible we can excite the 3.6 plus the 4.6 level. If we add those two together, that's going to give us 8.2 electron volts. Okay, next we're going to be able to excite, it looks like, the 3.6 electron volt level three times, electron in subsequent scattering. So it'll be 3.6 plus 3.6 plus 3.6, and that's going to give us 10.8. Well, now it's going to be pretty simple. We're going to do the 3.6 one twice, and then one electron is going to excite the 4.6. And that's just going to add an electron volt to that, or 11.8 electron volts. Then we're going to excite the 3.6 level once, or two, we're going to excite it to the 3.6 electron volt level. And then we're going to excite the 4.6 one twice. That's going to give us 12.8 electron volts. Okay, we're on a roll now. Now we're going to do the 4.6 one three times. 4.6 plus 4.6 plus 4.6 is equal to 13.8. Okay, now we've run out of exciting it three times. It looks like we have to excite the levels four times. Well, the lowest level is going to be the 3.6 one four times. 3.6 plus 3.6 plus 3.6 plus 3.6. And that's going to equal 14.4 electron volts. And next we're going to excite, instead of the 3.6, we're going to excite the 4.6. We're going to have a series of those. 3.6 plus 3.6 plus 3.6 plus 4.6. That's going to give us 15.4 electron volts. Then we're going to have 3.6 plus 3.6 plus 4.6 twice. So we add electron volt to that, we get 16.4. Now we do the 3.6, and now we do the 4.6 three times. And that's going to give us 17.4 electron volts. Now let's note, if we do the 4.6 four times, that's going to give us 18.4 electron volts. But we only have 18 electron volts, so that's not going to work. So we're not going to be able to excite the 4.6 electron volt four times. The next one would be exciting the 3.6 electron volt level five times. And what's that? Five times 3.6 is exactly 18, and we barely have enough energy to do that. So let's write 3.6 plus 3.6 plus 3.6 plus 3.6 plus 3.6, and that's 18.0 electron volts. So I think now we've completed all the possible peaks that we can have in this Frank-Hertz experiment. So when the electron volt, for example, is, well, let's just pick one, 12.8 electron volts, remember that it can excite either one of these first, and then the electron drops down in energy. As it gets accelerated again in the Frank-Hertz tube, then it can excite one of the others, and it drops down in energy, and then it can finally excite the third one. And by the time the electron then finishes, it's going to have, what, 5.2 electron volt energy left. You know, it just didn't excite, use up all of its energy as it went through the tube.